Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm arguing with my guest co-host here. Eric Escala is joining the Shaletta Show. It is 2:06. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, and I'm fussing at him.
Well, I'm trying to fight my way out of the woodshed.
Gee. I'm fussing at him because he had some great questions for Cena Hodges, right? And, you know, we let her go, and as soon as we went to commercial, he was like, I wanted to ask her about this. And I'm like, oh, my God, that would have been great. We could have kept her on for another segment. The two guys could have came on next week, or we could have had them on later in the show. We should have kept Cena. And then we tried to get Cena back, but she's not answering. She's doing some other stuff. And so I was like, listen, if you got a question, just blurt it out. Like, you know, this is a very, you know, fluid show.
I'm going to save it for Friday night, 7 o'clock, Channel 2, Almanac. Made possible by viewers like you.
Made possible by viewers like you or listeners like you. Now, one thing that people have listened to on this show is the wisdom of Lambert Fisher. He hosts the Diversity Dude podcast. He has a best-selling book called Diversity in Clinical Practice. He is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Lambert, I want to introduce you to the amazing Eric Escala. Eric, that's Lambert.
Lambert, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Just great. Nice to meet you.
Agreed. Same to you.
Now, Lambert is a diversity and inclusion expert. He goes all around the country doing workshops and classes and trainings for professionals. And Lambert, you are just getting back in town. Where were you and what were you doing?
I was just outside of a suburb of Chicago speaking to social workers that work alongside police officers trying to do this very thing, improve cultural interactions within the community and help change the narrative from all the negative and polarizing conversations about diversity to positive relationship strengthening aspects of it in a healthy way.
Now, you didn't have to leave Minneapolis to do that because we need a lot more of that right here. What were some of the things, the overwhelming theme of your talks and your teaching this weekend?
Well, for the most part, the overwhelming theme is that we don't have to focus on who's right and who's wrong, as opposed to recognizing that many people on many sides of this argument are trying to do the same thing. They just don't know how to do it. They don't know how to find the language to say, I want to understand you. I don't want to offend you. I don't want to get in the way of us having a healthy relationship. But so many examples around us say somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. But if we can find out how to get our needs, both of our needs met, both of our employment needs met, our relationship needs met, then we can do a lot more in our community. We can do a lot more every aspect, no matter what your role is, leadership role, just part of the team. We can all contribute to positive interactions and other people and help people feel culturally seen, heard, and understood without having to first having to be an expert on every culture to do it. And that's where it gets transformative.
What are some practical examples of how this would work at a street level?
Well, at a street level, sometimes it's just a matter of pleasantly surprising the person you're working with. A lot of times people go into it assuming you don't like me, and they're assuming you don't like me, and then you go back and forth, as opposed to reassuring the other person, hey, I'm not the threat you feel that I am. I'm here to help you out. And they're like, wait, what? You mean you're not trying to judge me? You're not trying to trip me up? It's like, me neither. And once you get to that point where I'm intentionally trying to make sure your needs are getting met, can you reciprocate and do the same thing? Then how do you fight with somebody who's trying to help you? How do you fight with somebody who's trying to help you make your life better? And when people see that it as mutual, the whole conversation changes.
See, that sounds very practical and very doable. What are the barriers that are preventing that?
Sometimes the barriers that are preventing it are fear. I've had so many bad experiences with people who look like you, sound like you, come from the same area as you, so I don't know that I can trust the words that are coming out of your mouth. So I need to see it first before I can believe it. And sometimes people also come in saying, I shouldn't have to earn your trust before I automatically get it. So the fact that you're not automatically giving me your trust means that you're my enemy, you're against me. And all these misunderstandings, two people come into the same situation hoping for the best, but making the wrong conclusion. So misunderstandings and fear fuel a lot of this. And when we can positively go into it and pleasantly surprise the other person in action more than just words, then that fear starts to dissipate, sometimes slowly, sometimes faster than expected.
We are talking to Lambers Fisher, host of the Diversity Dude podcast and author of the best-selling book, Diversity in Clinical Practice, about a workshop that he did just outside Chicago this weekend, has not slept, just got back in town and took some time to come on this show. Lambers, what was some of the feedback that you received from the social workers who are right alongside police officers in this training?
Well, some of the feedback is just the fact that in a part of the organization themselves, when they're working with the individuals, they start to realize these people, these men, these women who are in, have these uniforms on, they are good people trying to do good things. Sometimes it's just a matter of trying to show that they are not the bad examples that are getting popularized. Yes, they exist. Yes, there's people who give them all a bad rap, but they're trying to do the very thing that we want them to do, but they also don't know how. What sometimes it's just the language. How do I say it? I don't have practice in practicing scripts to actually show on the outside how they genuinely feel on the inside. So sometimes it's just a matter of practice in a safe environment where trial and error, where the error doesn't mean you get fired. The error doesn't mean you get judged. It's a matter of refinement and clarification. So it's like, oh, that's real. That's practical. I can do that in a safe environment as well as in the community.
What role do the social media platforms and television shows and movies and the newscasts, what role does that media component play in this?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the things that get clicks, that get links, that gets forwards are the sensationalized aspects of it. The worst case scenarios, because people say, wow, I can't believe that happened. And they say, oh, you want more of that? I can show you more of that. When that's not always an exact depiction of what happens in real life. Ever? Yes. To the degree that it's depicted online? No. So when we make our conclusions about, well, if I see that one officer do this, if I see that one teacher do this, if I see that one politician do this, that must mean that's what they all do, then it starts to get a bad impression. Then I react to you based on my perception of you that you did not earn. But then when you react to me based on what I then showed, then we have this spiral that goes out of proportion. And I think you started it. No, you started it, when actually it goes back to the fear started it. And that social media eggs it on. Sometimes it takes a long, hard fight to get clear, accurate pictures on social media, because that doesn't get the actual clickbait type of things. So if we try to show clarity, we try to show the positive perspectives to balance it out, then we might be able to see more encouragement and more hope around social media and all media as a whole through healthy conversations like this that are not the same as all the others.
And, you know, Lambers, I want to know, I've got people texting and DMing me. I know that you do these trainings. People can hire you. They can go to your website at lambersfisher.com to find out more about you and get information about your book. I've sat in some of your workshops and watched you engage. And I know that the goal when you are educating teachers is very different than the goal when you are educating social workers who work alongside police officers. And so I know that you train and educate, very different number of professions. And so it's not just social workers, but, you know, you run the board on that. But for this particular workshop, what was the goal? When they brought you in, do they talk to you and say, we want to accomplish this?
Oftentimes they bring me in after they've already had either a title, a position, or actual mandated diversity DEI trainings that leave people angry, afraid, more polarized, scared to talk about it, and it's not actionable. They have these ideas, these concepts of do better, but they don't know what it looks like. So in part, I feel like I'm the person at prom, and everybody's on the wall, but nobody's on the dance floor because they're afraid. And so my job is to help people feel empowered, feel encouraged to say, you can get on the dance floor. You can be a part of the game. You don't have to be a DEI expert to do it, but you can be a part of helping create healthy interactions one relationship at a time. Then the practical part is, well, how do we do it in a way that's not about the policies and the procedures that are often designed to be punishing, do this or else, get right or else, don't offend someone or else, as opposed to focusing on the people behind the policies and the procedures. Show that you care. Show how that you care about all your colleagues, the people who you serve, the people you work alongside of. When you focus on the people behind the policies, then everything else follows. Then it doesn't matter what role, what industry, what environment. Everybody has people who are trying to interact with other people, and that's why it translates across all the environments that we talked about.
Is the K-12 system doing its part? Would there be a better way to kind of encourage folks getting along?
I have found very positive experiences when principals have me coming in to talk to the teachers and have these same conversations, because they're trying to say, I want to create healthy, culturally safe environments without jumping through all these hoops, but they have to be afraid. If I say this word, if I say racism, I might get fired. If I say cultural CRT, which I had never intended to say in the first place, but if a student asks me, I feel more afraid and don't know how to lead. And so if I focus on how can I help them respond to students' concerns, focusing on the students, focusing on the relationships they have with the students, then most of those policy and procedure things, most of those clickbait type of topics are less important, because the students aren't trying to get teachers fired. The students aren't trying to find the deepest answers to the theory and theoretical questions. They're trying to say, hey, am I safe? Teacher, can you reassure me? Hey, am I safe? And can you affirm my identity without putting a stamp of approval on any aspect of my identity? Can you say I'm safe? I still matter. And when you boil it down to things like that, then most of the other things fall by the wayside, but we don't know how to do it. The principals are trying. Matter of fact, the extra conversations with the teachers are, I want to create an environment where my students feel safe, but I don't feel safe in the staff meeting to have these conversations either, where another teacher might come at me. So can you help us learn how to have healthy interactions with each other while still being the leaders and not making the students have to be responsible for teaching us in that way or holding us accountable in that way? But they're longing for it. They want to be empowered so that is not a barrier to them doing what they came there to do in the first place, teach and lead the next generation. So they're trying. They just also don't have the direction for how to do it. So that's where I like to try to fill that gap.
Okay, you got to tell people how they can reach out to you because there's somebody out there who needs you to do a workshop or a training or a seminar, whether it is virtual or in person. And I know the impact that you make when you are in those spaces. I've been in your workshops and I've seen systems and people transform. So how can they reach you and get in touch with you?
Well, basically, it's two different ways. You can reach me at lambersfisher.com. Unfortunately, nobody knows what a Lambers is, so it's kind of hard to type in. So I make it simple. You can reach me at diversitymadesimple.com, because that's the idea, to not make it polarizing and confusing and overly deep and theoretical, but to make it simple and practical. You reach me at diversitymadesimple.com. And by the way, you don't have to be the leader. You don't have to be the principal, the owner of the company. Sometimes people say, hey, I need my boss to hear this. Here, I'm going to reach out to you. Give me that information, and I'll reach out to that person to say, hey, someone in your organization said you might be able to benefit from this. Whatever the case may be, I'm happy to reach out and have whatever impact I can have.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Lambers. Now get some rest.
Much appreciated. You guys have fun.
Thanks.
All right. It is 2.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. seasons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
18, we'll be right back.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.